Okay, another story now. Next week, the United Auto Workers Union begins contract talks with Detroit's Big Three. It's the first time since the economic collapse that the two sides have sat down to hammer out a deal. NPR's Sonori Glinton reports.
Kirsten Dietschick with the Center for Automotive Research says what the public will see with the upcoming UAW talks is theater.
Next week, we're going to see some big media events saying that negotiations have started. Well, they haven't stopped, really. And so this is I call it a bit of theater.
Even though the car companies are making more money, they don't want to see their labor costs go up. The union wants more in compensation for workers. But Dietschick says after the bankruptcy of GM and Chrysler, both sides have been humbled.
They understand you don't get second chances very often. And so I think, they really see this as we've got to show that we understand what happened. We understand what position we're in, and we have to think differently about how we structure this agreement.
The compromise will likely be over profit sharing. The head of the UAW says workers deserve to get rewarded for the sacrifices they made to move the companies to profitability. Just how much of a share? Now that's what's left to be determined at the bargaining table. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.